Hello.
Hello, is this Josh Holliday?
I know who this is, although you haven't told us your name yet. Why, how come we don't have a name from you?
Well, what do you think my name is?
Gladys?
No, you're way off.
Oh.
It sounds like an old woman's name. Sorry.
Margaret?
No, I prefer that you don't know my name. How's that? I like that I know your name and you don't know mine.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that for now.
I mean, if you want to know my name, let's close this deal, okay? You know what I mean? Let's stop being around the bush. Let's talk about the true fitness challenge, which is stamina, Josh Holliday.
You know? you were listening today? We're talking about, Lynch and I are in this competition. We find out tomorrow who wins, but I was in there today. They measured body fat. They did measurements of my chest, my waist. We did endurance on the rower and weights and push-ups and sit-ups.
You are a man, Josh Holliday. You're no boy child. You are a man.
I'm just trying to get in shape.
I know. Well, I like the shape you're in, you and your green shirt.
Did you pass by the studio today? I'm wearing a green T-shirt today.
Yeah. The weather today is sexy with the down from the west wind of awesome.
Wow. I should get you in for forecast. You have quite a talent.
It's yours. Josh.
So what's going on? What's new?
Well, not a lot. You know, just getting ready for fall. So I've been cleaning out my area of the basement and just getting ready. You know, I'm going to maybe get a little bit of new furniture down there. So,
right.
So, you know, I'm kind of like in an autumnal state of mind right now.
Oh, very good.
I'm so reflecty. And
now we didn't, you mentioned last week and we didn't see you there. The X929 hockey team played last week and at the Corral and you said you might show up.
Well, I didn't think that was the way for you and I to meet. I'm waiting for you to, you know, I'm waiting for you to realize that it's time, you know, for you to ask me a question. I'm an old-fashioned gal at heart.
I've been asking questions that, you know, what you're up to.
You know what I mean. It's not that cut and dry. It's like, well, it is pretty cut and dry. I'm waiting for you to ask me to go out and have coffee with you, just you, and not have it be like, oh, we accidentally run into each other in a place.
Right.
You know, I think you know what my intentions are.
That's what makes me a little uncomfortable.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough one because I you know, like blind dates make me a little uncomfortable.
Oh, really? Well, I promise to not blindfold you too tightly then.
Oh my goodness. All right. I can't give you an answer now because
I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. I think you have an idea that I'm like, you know, this. You probably think I'm like a stalker or something.
No, come on.
Further from the truth, Josh. Yeah. I mean, I'm really a nice person.
I just think you're a fan of the show. You're a big fan of the show, which I appreciate. And you know, don't you know, I appreciate the calls. I just don't know if I'm ready to take that next step. And I gotta.
Well, you know what, Josh? I'll be here when you do decide you're ready to take that next step. I will guide you in the right direction. Okay, I'm just here to give you a helpful nudge. All right.
A nudge in the right direction. All right. Well, I'm going to go now, okay?
In the very specific location I'll miss you.
Okay, that's enough now. That's enough. All right, bye-bye.